Well, speaking of the maturing age, it's important to understand that while she was referred to as a position leader, she's hardly the leader for the people. And one good example is when in early days of the protest, when protesters occupied the Independence Square in late November or early December last year, some of the members of Tymoshenko's Bakivshina party put a huge banner with Tymoshenko's face on the square, and it caused a lot of controversy, a lot of discussions. Many protesters wanted the banner down because they said that this is not the protest for Yulia Tymoshenko, this is for changing the human rights situation in the country. This is to take down President Viktor Yanukovych. But the mood of the protesters is really, I mean, they don't want... there never was a clear claim voiced by any of the protesters to free Yulia Tymoshenko.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it never was a big issue during this protest. In fact, I would say that this protest kind of, you know, put Tymoshenko's issue in shadow. And freeing Yulia Tymoshenko was never one of the demands of the common protesters, although it was voiced by political leaders.
Mm-hmm.
But in 3 months that I've been doing reports from the protest and talking to the common protesters, I've never heard from any of them a demand to free Yulia Tymoshenko. So I really doubt that when she walks free, I really doubt that she can become the new leader of the protest.